So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Eichel Pail Kishas Afila Bediner Kesevis Afila Bediner. A worker may eat a cucumber or a date, even if it is worth a dinner, far more than his wages. He may not eat produce more than his wages. The Chacham allow this, but they add, we advise him not to eat too much so that he will find future employment. The Gemara asks, seemingly the Chacham are in agreement with the Tanakama that one may not eat more than the value of his wages. The Gemara suggests three possible points of contention between Tanakama and the Chacham. They disagree whether we advise him to limit his consumption. Tanakama lesle malamdin, l'rabon islo malamdin. The Tanakama holds we do not advise him, while the Chacham hold we do. Ikebenayu, the Ravasi. They disagree regarding the following statements of Ravasi. Even if he was hard to cut only a single cluster, he may eat it. Even though lekele kiyum l'b'saif, the owner is not left with anything. Additionally, he may eat the first cluster he cuts, and we do not say, let him first harvest for the owner and then eat. Accordingly, Tanakama isle de Ravasi, Chachamim lesle de Ravasi. The Tanakama agrees with Ravasi and permits him to eat a single cluster even if its value exceeds his wages. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees regarding eating more than his wages, while the Chacham disagree regarding a single cluster. Ike benayu de Rav. They disagree regarding the following halacha recorded by Rav. Isi ben Yehuda Omer ki savei bekerem riacha bevias kol adam akasa medaber. The pasuk does not specifically refer to workers. Therefore, anyone can enter the field and partake. Now, Rav disagreed and commented, Leishavik isi chay l'chol barrier. No one will have any crops left. However, Rav Kana explained, Dilma ba'isin b'sudasim da'avdu va'achlu. Isi ben Yehuda allows anyone to assist with the harvest in exchange for partaking of the crop. Nevertheless, Rav disagrees because afalachi nichalele inish la'oigir aguri v'niktefe lefrisei v'loi nesi kul'ama v'achlilei. A person would rather pay workers who will consume a limited amount instead of everyone eating from his crop. Accordingly, Tanakama less laid the isi, Chacham islahu isi. Tanakama only permits hired workers to eat. The Chacham allow him to eat more than his wages because they hold everyone is entitled to work and eat. The Gemara now offers two explanations of the Machlekes Rebbe Eliezer and Tanakama. Rebbe Eliezer chisma oimer lo yoichel poyel yeser al schare. Because poyel mishalayhu oichel, as Rashi explains, tesef eschar hu shesifa leitaira. The Torah awarded him the right to eat as a supplement to his wages. Therefore, he may not eat more than his wages. Because de'ein tesef es meruba le'ikar. The addition cannot exceed the basic wages. According to this reasoning, amar tnu le'ishti uvana yehavin lehu. He can give the produce he would have eaten to his family instead, because kihechid de'biyod el'itin schar l'chol mishayirtze. It's part of his wages. However, the Tanakama says, Eichel poyel kishis afila bediner, because mishal shemayim hu eichel. As Rashi explains, b'matnas gimilas chasodim kishar matnas aniyim. The Torah gave it to him as a separate gift. Therefore, he may eat even more than his wages, because zachil le'rachmana, the Torah granted him this right regardless of his wages. According to this reasoning, amar tenu le'ishti uvanai lo yahavin lehu. He cannot give the produce he would have eaten to his family instead, because l'didei zachil le'rachmana, le'ishti uvanav le'zachil le'rachmana. This privilege was given to him, but not to his family. The second explanation is as follows. Kula alma mishalayhu eichel. All agree that this right is a supplement to his wages. However, they disagree how to expound the term kenav shecha. Rabbi Lazar explains kenav shecha bedavir shamayse nav shelov. The term refers to his wages, for which he often engages in dangerous behavior, and the pasuk is limiting his right to eat to the amount of his wages. The Chacham expound, manav shecha im chasam tepater, av poil im chasam tepater. The pasuk compares the worker to the employer exempting him from the prohibition of leisachsim, and kenav shecha is not referring to his wages. Therefore, he is not limited to the amount of his wages. The Gemara now cites the Mishnah of Tzadi Gimel to resolve the question whether mishalayhu eichel or mishal shemayim hu eichel. The Mishnah there rules, kaitzitz adam al yidei atzmai. A worker can arrange payment in lieu of eating the produce. And al yidei benoy ubita hagdailim, al yidei avdi v'shevchas hagdailim, v'al yidei ishtai. He can do so on behalf of his adult children or slaves and his wife, mimnei sheyesh ben das, because they have the mental capacity to waive this right. Avol eina kaitzitz, lo yal yidei benoy ubita hakatanim, v'lo yidei avdi v'shevchas hakatanim, v'lo yidei behemtoi. He cannot arrange payment in lieu of the produce on behalf of his minor children or slaves or his animals, because they lack the mental capacity to waive this right. Now, the Gemara understands, he cannot violate the prohibition of leisachsim and cause his animal to suffer. However, regarding ketanim, if mishalehu oichel, ketanim nami nokets lehu. If it's part of the wages, he's entitled to these rights just as he receives the miner's wages. Clearly, mishal shemayim hu oichel. It is a gift, and so he cannot waive it on his son's behalf. The Gemara answers, b'she'ein malahen mezainas. The Mishnah discusses where the father does not support his children, and so he is not entitled to their wages, and therefore cannot waive this right on their behalf. Nevertheless, koitzes alidei benoyu bita hagadolim, he can waive it for his adult children because yadiv kamachli, even though he does not support them, they agreed to waive this right. The Gemara notes a contradiction. The Mishnah Daf Tzadik Gimel says, ein koitzes alidei avdiv shevchasa haktan, he may not waive this right on behalf of his minor slaves, while a brisa states, a person can arrange payment even on behalf of his minor slaves. The Gemara offers two interpretations of this machlekes. According to the opinion, a master is not entitled to his slave's wages if he does not feed him. We can explain that everyone agrees, mishalehu oichel. However, kan b'she'ein ma'alehem mezaynus, u'braisa b'ma'alehem mezaynus. The Mishnah discusses where he does not support them, and so he's not entitled to their wages. While the Braisa discusses where he does support them, and so he is entitled to their wages. Nevertheless, the Braisa agrees, "Ein kaitzes alidei benoyu ubita haketanim." He cannot waive the rights of his minor children because tzarayu d'benoyu ubita haketanim leizocha leirachmana. Although he receives their wages, he's not entitled to waive their right to the produce, thereby causing them suffering. According to the opinion, yochel rav loim le'eved asei imi ve'nizanach, a master is always entitled to his slave's wages, even if he does not feed him. We must explain, Mar sabe mishalehu oichel, mar sabe mishal shemayim oichel. The Mishnah holds mishal shemayim oichel, and so he cannot waive the rights of a minor, while the Braisa holds mishalehu oichel, and so he can waive their rights, since he's entitled to their wages. The Gemara continues citing the Mishnah of Tzadik Gimel. Haseicher es hapoyel lasa es benetter revai shaloi, are elu lo yeichlu. One who works with netter revai, which may not be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, may not partake of the produce. However, v'im lo hidiyim, p'edu umachilim. If they were unaware that it was netter revai, and so they expected to partake, the owner must redeem some of the produce and feed them. Now, if mishal shemayim hu oichel, isur leizoch lehu rachmana, the Torah does not grant them the right to eat forbidden produce, and so they have no claim to the produce. Clearly, mishalehu oichel, they are entitled to food as an addition to their wages, and so they were hired under false pretenses. The Gemara answers, mishum demechzik mekach tois. Although it's not an actual mekach tois, it resembles one, and he must compensate them. The Mishnah there continues, nisparsu egulov nispatru chavyusei hare elu lo yeichlu. If cakes of figs came apart, or barrels of wine opened, the produce is already processed and obligated meiser, and so the workers may not partake. If they expected to partake, the owner must tithe some of the produce and feed them. Now, in this case, it is obvious that they were obligated meiser, and so we cannot explain merzi kemekach tois. The Gemara offers two solutions. According to the opinion that wine becomes obligated meiser when the seeds and skins are skimmed off in the cistern, we are discussing shenit patchu chaviyesev lebayr. The wine drained back into the cistern, and so they were unaware whether it had been skimmed. According to the opinion that wine becomes obligated meiser when the foam is skimmed off in the barrels, the wine is still in the barrel, and he was unaware whether the foam was skimmed off.